this aisle right here.
Pat Druckenmiller leads the way past shelves of specimens in the basement of the Museum of the North. There are whale skulls, giant bones, and at the end of one dimly lit row, huge chunks of sand and mudstone.
So this is some of what we collected, and there's one for starters.
Those are huge.
He balances a giant tan-colored rock on his knee.
Yeah, totally.
So this is three toes of a medium-sized meat-eating dinosaur, possibly a small tyrannosaur. And you can even sometimes, right here, you can see the impression of the actual claw.
It looks exactly as one might expect a three-toed dinosaur footprint to look. This is one of thousands of preserved dinosaur tracks Druckenmiller and colleagues discovered this summer.
This and all the other material we found was just a total, complete surprise because no one expected anything like this was out there.
The team put their boats in on the Yukon River at the village of Ruby and floated all the way to Caltech. Druckenmiller says part of the surprise is that no one in any of the villages they passed along the way knew what was hidden in the riverbanks.
I find it hard to believe that somebody didn't see these before, and maybe they didn't call them dinosaurs, but it looked, somebody must have found some very, you know, convincing footprints that made them wonder.
Research into the area's geology led some of Druckenmiller's colleagues to believe they might find something.
So they're Cretaceous age rocks from the age of the dinosaurs, about 90 to 100 million years old. And the cool thing is they had a lot of plant fossils, leaves from broadleaf trees and different types of conifers. In other places where we found tracks, this is a great combination of things to expect to find tracks. So sure enough, we said, let's go give it a try.
And the effort paid off. Other evidence of dinosaurs has been discovered along the Colville River on the North Slope and at Denali National Park. But Druckenmiller says these Yukon River fossils are 25 to 30 million years older.
And that's interesting because we know that climatically that was a warmer period in Earth history. Alaska was still farther north than it is today, so that these dinosaurs that we find on the Yukon River were living above, at or above the Arctic Circle when they were alive. And so that's really cool. And because they're older than the other tracks in the state, we get a sense of how dinosaurs changed through geologic time.
The discovery includes both meat-eating and plant-eating dinosaurs. Druckenmiller
really
pulls
one.
Out another specimen.
Oh, wow.
You can see that one really nicely. These are footprints of ankylosaurs, which are plant-eating dinosaurs that were armored dinosaurs. They were covered in these little bony plates all over their back and shoulders and head. They have a very distinctive kind of footprint. The hind foot, like this one here, has four toes, and the tracks are generally wider than long. And then the front foot has five toes, and they're about as long as they are broad.
He can identify some of the footprints based on bones collected from elsewhere in the state.
In some cases, we really don't know what the track maker was. And in fact, we have a couple of very strange footprints that we're still investigating and we think might be really exciting when we figure out what they are.
But he wouldn't elaborate. He says a new find like this is extremely rare in the 21st century.
It's really like doing paleontology as it might have been done 100 years ago anywhere else in the world, where you would go out and you'd be the first person to step and walk onto land and really look at it as a paleontologist and say, wow, you know, what kind of fossils are preserved in this? So it's exciting to be able to still do that in a place like Alaska.
The team has many years' worth of work ahead before they can fully tell the story of the dinosaurs that lived along the Yukon River. Reporting in Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.